Our epistle for this 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, so that you would not do what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are immorality, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, jealousies, anger, quarrels, factions, parties, envies, murders, drunkenness, carousings, and such like. And concerning these things I warn you as I have warned you, that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, and chastity. Against such things there is no law. And they who belong to Christ have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 through 33. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will stand by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, what you shall eat, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life a greater thing than the food, and the body than the clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you of much more value than they? But which of you, by being anxious about it, can add a single cubit to his stature? And as for clothing, why are you anxious? Consider how the lilies of the field grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which flourishes today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to put on?' For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given you besides." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. No man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, the chapter of St. Matthew where the gospel that we read today is taken from is quite rich. It's in this chapter that we find our Lord teaching his disciples the way to pray, teach them the Our Father. Among other things, our Lord talks about where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Reminds me of that incident in St. Anthony's life where he was given a eulogy of a man that had died. And to the astonishment of those who were attending, he started off with that passage, "Where thy treasure is, there will thy heart be also." The man was known as a rich gentleman of the city. And he continued to astonish them when he said, "The man we bury today was rich, and his soul's buried in hell, and his heart is with his treasure." Some of the people went and searched through the man's things and found his heart in a box of gold. In today's gospel, for our consideration, we are given those words of our Lord when he's trying to teach the disciples about putting first things first. And he tells them the impossibility of things You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, in the original Greek, I think it's important for us to take a look at, because find a little bit different translation, which I think is lost in the common version. It states, you cannot be a slave to two lords. Also, where it concerns the term mammon, people have asked me, what does this mean, mammon? The common definition is riches. But I think in medieval times and writings, it was the name of the devil of avarice, mammon, mammona. So what is Christ saying here? That we have to hate riches and disdain them and not have anything to do with them? No, not so. Saying we must keep our priorities straight. We do not make riches our purpose in life. We are not a slave to riches or pleasures or fashions or food. Our Lord explains this more clearly as you go on with the gospel. He's talking about considering the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, highlighting something that he said earlier in this chapter of St. Matthew, that God is our Father and we are His children. Yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you of much more value than they? I think far too often people do not consider themselves. They devalue themselves because they're blinded in the world that they live in. They're blinded by popular opinion, circumstances, craziness. They let things govern them to extremes. They are overcome with worry and anxiousness. Really, the only thing that we ought to worry about is if we, when we look in our life, we don't find God. We don't find God with us or one with us. That's the only tragedy that we can really come to in life. The rest, we are but stewards of the things given to us. That's what Christ says in the Gospels. And when our time has come to an end, and it will for all of us, this test called life will come to an end. We will stand before God, and we will hear one of two things. We will hear, depart from me, I don't know you. Or we will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many. Enter. That's why Christ commands his disciples, commands us, to seek first the kingdom of God and his justice. We have to go to the Greek again to understand that word justice. The kingdom of God and his justice. The word in the translation, it means that we seek those things pertaining to the kingdom. What are the things pertaining to the kingdom of God? Goodness, virtue, holiness. Of the many things that God gives us, counted among them is free will. Understanding this, we understand that no man can make any other man be good but himself. No man can force you to seek the truth. God himself will not force you to love him. He can't. It would be a violation of love. It wouldn't be love at all. The choice then is ours. And we must make a choice. And no choice is a bad choice. We must choose to be virtuous and strive each and every day in the pursuit of the justice of the kingdom of God. Promoting God through ourselves towards others. That's why in St. Paul's epistle today, he talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, and chastity. Against such things there is no law. You can't have too much of it. Against the other things, yes, there is a law. And St. Paul gives us a warning that they who do such things will not attain the kingdom of God. If you do the things, you're going to go to hell. You're not going to get to heaven. Plain and simple. And that's the reality that we need to come to. Oh no, let's talk about hell. Hell's a place. It's a place that we only need to know two things about. It exists, absolutely, gospel truth. And we don't want to go there. And that's it. But the kingdom of God is for the taking. We must choose it, seek it, pursue it, not just in word, but in deed and in truth and with perseverance until our dying breath. And it's a choice that we must make. Lastly, when we pray the Mass and we come to the end and we read the last gospel, which is the first chapter of St. John, we get a similar reminder that we get to, that we got in today's gospel. We read, "He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not." It still doesn't know him. The world about itself. And the people who are of the world are not of God. And it seems sad to say that there are many. Like our Lord says, the way to salvation is narrow and few there are. The way to destruction is broad and many there are. He came unto his own and his own received him not. Many people claim to be Catholics, and they're Catholics only in title. There are people that claim to be Catholics that support abortion. How can this be? There are people that claim to be Catholic. What's a Catholic? A Catholic is a Christian in the truest sense of the term, a follower of Christ. How can a true follower of Christ watch certain shows, do certain things, keep certain company? No, these are those that have been baptized. They have the mark, the indelible mark on their soul, but they refuse Christ. They reject him. There are people who hold offices, religious and political, who proclaim to be Catholics, and they do not promote Christ or the things of Christ. But we must. We must, even with more effort in this day and age, because he is not being promoted where and how he should be promoted. We are the light of the world. We have a mission. We are supposed to let our light shine before men so that they might see our good works and rejoice in our Father who is in heaven, and understand that they have the potential also to be children, good children of a heavenly Father, and they have a home which they ought to call heaven. The ending words of the gospel, or the words that follow those two tragic circumstances of those of the world not accepting its creator and the people not accepting their Father, it says this about free will: "But to as many as receive him, he gives them power to become sons of God." That's our vocation. We are meant to become sons of God, children of God, heirs of heaven, but we must choose. Therefore, my friends, if we find something in our lives that violates the justice of God, that deters us from the kingdom, let's do away with it. It's not worth it. If we have things out of order, let's put them in order while we still have time. Let us seek first the kingdom of God and his justice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.